Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, thank you for joining together in the celebration of this Mass through live stream. I look forward to the day when I can see you here in this church, and at least for me, that day can't come too soon. This has been a difficult time, you know, for many of us, and as I've been talking with people, it seems that most of us, somewhere along the line, have one of those days when we feel we might be getting close to a breaking point. It's difficult to stay home and have some of the isolation from our social relationships that we normally enjoy. That's tough. And if you've had one of those days, or maybe more than one of those days, where you feel that you're getting kind of close to a breaking point, you know, you're not alone. It seems to be a common experience that, you know, that many of us are having. And it's not surprising that we might feel that way. If we look at our gospel reading today, we see the very intimate relationship that Jesus has with his Father. It's described so beautifully. It gives us just a little glimpse into the life of the Blessed Trinity. We believe in one God and three persons. And because we are made in the image and likeness of this Blessed Trinity, that same kind of intimacy that Jesus has with the Father is something that he calls us to. And so it's not surprising that we experience a wound if we're not able to enjoy the blessing of relationships. Or if we have relationships, that those relationships are not marked with love. And so, if you have one of those days where you feel like things are kind of closing in on you, you're not alone, and I'd like to propose a couple things to help us through those times. Jesus in the gospel says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled." And he talks to us of the dwelling places that he is going to prepare for us. And of course, he is speaking primarily about that dwelling place that we can have with the Lord in heaven, where we can enjoy that relationship with him fully. But we don't have to wait until then, because we can enjoy that relationship now in a partial way. Because that dwelling place that we have with God is not only in heaven, and although that is the primary place, in light of our baptism, God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit dwells in the very center of our soul. He is closer to us than we can imagine. And he has already created that dwelling place by our baptism. And all we need to do is recall that and enter into that dwelling place in the center of our soul. Remember that intimacy with the Lord is never far away. It is always there. He calls us to enter into that center of our soul where we can be alone with him. And we can be alone with him really anywhere, because the place where he dwells is our heart. Let's not lose focus on that. Let us remember that the Lord is there. And dwelling with the Lord in the center of our soul is the place where our hearts are not troubled, because there the Lord is. Secondly, I think this is a good time for all of us to engage in a bit of an examination of conscience regarding our human relationships. As we feel now a certain pain or absence or loss. And so I invite you with the Lord to pray through the relationships in your life. And I invite you to do three things as you pray through those relationships so that they can grow deeper and they can grow stronger. First of all, as you pray through those relationships, think about whether there is someone to whom you owe an apology. Do you need to say you're sorry? You know, if so, you don't have to wait until you can see the person again. Call the person up on the telephone. Send a little card, a handwritten card in the mail. Now's the time to say we're sorry. We don't have to put that off. Second, as you pray through those relationships, is there someone in your life that you need to forgive? Maybe you've been hanging on to a burden of bitterness in your heart. Now, forgiveness never means accepting the bad behavior, but it does mean letting go of that bitterness. It does mean you make the deliberate decision that you're not going to hold this sin against the other person. And if there's someone you need to forgive, why not do it now? Why put it off? And if you have a hard time, forgiving, I think it's important to keep in mind that there's a distinction between the choice we make to forgive and all the feelings of hurt that we might still have. So it's still possible to forgive the person and still feel some of those feelings of hurt. And if we have those feelings of hurt, let us bring those to the Lord and ask him to come into our life and heal those wounds. Third, as you pray through the relationships in your life, think of at least one thing that you can do to make those relationships stronger. If you are married, think of at least one thing that you can do to make your marriage stronger, and then make a plan to do it. If you have children, think of at least one thing you can do that can make your relationship with your children stronger. And then do it. If you are children, think of at least one way you can honor and respect your parents better. And do it. And then with, you know, your friends, your other relationships, think of something you can do to make those friendships stronger. The Lord Jesus gives us a beautiful description of this intimacy that he has with his Father. And he calls us not to be alone, but to be united. Let us remember that because of our baptism, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit dwells in the center of our soul. And he is always there waiting for us to enter in and be with him. And there in that place, in the center of our heart, the center of our soul, with the Lord, is the place where our hearts are not troubled. And the Lord also calls us to relationships with one another. And during this time, as we examine our conscience with respect to our relationships, let us thank the Lord for the people in our lives. Let us ask forgiveness. Let us forgive. And let us think of something we can do to make those relationships better. For we are made in the image and likeness of God, the Blessed Trinity, who dwells in the center of our soul.